Good morning and welcome to this week's pod. Now, I don't want any sympathy, all right, but I was ridiculously busy yesterday and did not get round to recording the pod. But I tell you what, right, aren't these light mornings and light evenings lovely? Mrs. Edmonton and I have locked the school, got into the car park about 10 to 6 last night. It's still light. It makes such a difference. And I've driven in this morning, left home at about 10 to 7, and it's still light. Even then, spring is coming, and last week was lovely, wasn't it? Half term, especially the beginning of the week. The sun was out, it was a little warm, and the shoots of spring and summer are on their way. I am feeling optimistic. What an end to last term, wow. Thank you for all your understanding and your lovely messages, actually, for what happened on that Thursday before we broke up. Completely, you know, just out of the blue, but you know, and everybody's actually recognised that the decisions we make are to keep everybody safe and the children safe, and that's it. That is literally it. That is what drives all the decisions we make here. And yeah, thank you for recognising that, and thank you for also trusting us and sending your children back to school. And I think that's massive, is that trust. So I really, really appreciate that. And let's hope it never ever happens again. But you just never know, do you? Especially in this crazy world we're living in the second in 2025. So, yeah, thank you so much. But, wow, what an end to the term. And I'll tell you what, half term was well received. I'll tell you that much. Our values at school, look, we've got kindness, honesty, courage and curiosity. And you'll see your children come home after school wearing the stickers. Always ask them, why did you get that curiosity sticker? Why did you get the kindness sticker? And we did an assembly on kindness yesterday morning. And the children are going to have another one this morning, actually. And we spoke about buckets of kindness and filling up other people's buckets. And you know, it's just about saying nice things, isn't it? It's about saying good morning. It's about saying, oh, your hair looks nice today. Oh, I love you, Mum. It's all those little things. And we spoke to the children about filling other people's buckets up. And also, if you fill somebody else's bucket up with kindness, it fills yours up as well, and you start feeling a bit warm and a bit fuzzy. So we spoke about that at length, and then we also spoke about what happens if it goes wrong? What happens if somebody dips into your kindness bucket and takes some of it out, you know, being unkind? And we spoke about the need to talk to adults here in school. Don't bottle it up. Don't come home and tell somebody 2 days later, because that happens. It happens a lot. And we spoke about who can you talk to? And we spoke about the fact that you've got Mr. Benson, you've got Mrs. McGowan in the site team, Mrs. Bennett, you've got the kitchen team. There's so many different adults in this school. And the children, we're putting all these names out. Isn't it great that we've got so many adults in our school that the children trust and feel comfortable to talk to? And do you know what? It doesn't matter who they choose to talk to. The message will get back to the right people. So please, please, please just impress upon your children about A, being kind is our biggest value. I think it's the most important value. And actually, do you know what? As adults, it's one we probably need to follow a bit more ourselves sometimes, isn't it? And also about the need to tell an adult if it is going wrong, because we are here to help. We've got really good mechanisms in school to support children in any which way, but we need to know about it. So yeah, that was yesterday. So a real big focus this week on kindness. So just a few dates and bits and bobs. Clubs start this week, but it's for 3 weeks only. So the clubs are running until Friday the 14th of March. Hoodie order for the year fives. Pop into the office and try the sizes before you buy. We go from X to small up to adult large. But I'll tell you what, right, those adult larges aren't actually that big. My daughter's just got her one, and I think she got like an adult medium or something or other. But it's best to check what size you need. We've got coffee morning. That's happening this morning at 8:30. So I'll get this pod out in a second so you know about that. The World Book Day is the 6th of March. We'll talk to you more about what we're doing for Book Week. And then for the PTFA, we've got a donation day on Friday the 14th of March. I'll have more information coming up about that. And Parents Evening, blimey, alright, it's back to Parents Evening already. That goes live next Monday at 8 o'clock. But again, I'll have more information coming up for you. You might not remember this, especially if you're in year three, but year six, as part of their PSHE curriculum, are wanting to raise money for a good cause, for a charity. And last year it was the Eleanor. I'm not sure who they're doing this year. I'll clarify that. But this Friday is the year six donut sale. Okay, so the children need to come in with cash. It's cash only, I'm afraid to say. So £1 for a donut, and with that donut, they get a raffle ticket. And what they do with a raffle ticket, they get a chance to win a tub of sweets. You can bring in extra money to buy more raffle tickets if they wish. Each raffle ticket is 50p on top of that. But apart from that, it's £1 for a donut and you get the raffle ticket. We will give the children details. They'll come up to year six during their break time to buy the donuts. And a big thank you to Morrison's for doing us, cutting us a good deal on the ringed donuts. If there are any food allergies or dietary requirements, just let us know and we'll make sure we can arrange an alternative. So just give us a quick email in and we will sort that for you. So looking forward to that. Well done to year six for all the hard work, and thank you to the staff too, who have worked really hard at getting that sorted. The farm is developing. Have you seen the farm? Big shout out to Mr. Benson and the team. They're working very hard. So you'll notice there's another fence going up. And you might be saying, Mr. Patterson, what's going on now? Well, we have been very fortunate to being offered a giant tortoise. Remember, One Foot in the Grave, yeah? A bit of a title. Some of the older parents, a bit like me, might remember that. Your younger ones won't. I don't believe it. And what was the phone number? What was Victor Meldrew's phone number? 4291. Do you remember who used to answer the phone? 4291? Anyway, we're getting a giant tortoise. It's been given to us. So thank you to Mrs. Clark. She's her mum's donating this giant tortoise. It is amazing. So Mr. Benson and the team are frantically creating a run for the giant tortoise. So that's going to be here on site soon. You'll notice we've moved the chickens. So the chickens are now around by the goats and the other small furries. We got two new guinea pigs just before half term. They are so cute. I'll send a picture. They're a bit nervous at the second, but I'll get a picture and send that out to you. And we did get some more chickens. We've now got eight chickens. And so just take a moment. If you're around that side of the school in the morning or after school, just go and have a look at the chickens and just have a look at the magnificence of our Brahmas. They are honestly the most incredible chickens you'll ever see. Beautiful things, if you can say that about a chicken. What's become of me, eh? Anyway, right, I think that's it, because I'm going to waffle, waffle, waffle. I'm going to leave you with Mrs. Nicholson with this week's Oracy Challenge. Have a fantastic week. Apologies for my lateness. But I tell you what, the life of a head teacher some days, it's unbelievable. You would not believe how busy it is sometimes. And yesterday, I'm eating my lunch at about 2:15, wolfing that down whilst in a meeting, trying to get that meeting finished before I've got another team's meeting. It was busy. But, yeah, enjoy your week. I'll see you around, and I'll be on time next Monday, promise. Bye.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson again with another Oracy Challenge. This one's quite a short question. But what is true happiness? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to your children? What do they think true happiness is? And remember those sentence stems? Why do you think that? Does that mean, or please clarify what you mean. So not just a, I think it's this, really build on those answers. Okay, so building on the idea, I think, or linking to what you've said, I think, start to use those sentence stems. Thanks very much.